Some of the clubs here in the Bay Area that I say are gone. Okay, let's start at the top of Post Street. We had Bop City. Gone. You had the Blue Mirror. I played there with T-Bone Walker. Gone. Shasta Lodge, which is Elks Lodge. Gone. Dothan. There's very few places in this area now that even have music. A lot of the music have moved down south towards San Jose, in that direction, Redwood City, you know, in that area. But basically, there's no place really to play. The neighborhood changed. A lot of the clubs that I'm speaking of were black owned. And when the gentrification came through here with the Fillmore, wiped it all out, all this, there was houses down here. And wiped it all out, a lot of the people that would go to these places have been eliminated. They had to move out. There's no people to go to the clubs, but then the clubs don't make no money. A lot of different reasons. I can't specifically say one particular thing, but gentrification was a great part of it. Back in those days, in the 60s and the 70s, even going back, your jazz was in the Tenderloin. Your jazz was in North Beach. That's where your jazz really was. It wasn't in the Fillmore. If you played beyond Van Ness Street back in the day, you couldn't work unless you had a union card to play in the clubs. And that's where the clubs were. My grandmother worked for Warden Duffy. He was the warden of San Quentin. Yeah, my grandma worked for him. She cooked for him. Get this truly. And being that she had just brought us here, he would ask my grandma, "How are your grandkids?" And she would say, "Oh, this one's fine, this one, that, whatever, whatever." And the baby, which is me, I'm the youngest one, want to play saxophone. And he's taking music at Marina Junior High. And he's doing good. He left it alone. She came back to work one day, and he asked, "How is your young grandson? How's the horn? How's the saxophone?" And she said, "He's doing just fine. He brings the horn home from school, and he practices, run everybody out the house." So he gave her a letter and told her, say, "Have him take this letter to Sherman and Clayton." She gave me the letter. She gave me the letter that he gave her. I went down to Sherman and Clay, and the letter made for them to give me a tenor saxophone. I got a York. At that time, it was a York. Gold bell with a silver body. Took that horn, played that horn. That horn got me on my job. Now, I'm in junior high, so I'm pumped. I'm ready. And the things I went through learning,